There were thousands of people on the streets around Australia in Melbourne, otherwise known as Naarm. There were 10,000 people on Saturday who took to the streets in solidarity and support with the people of Palestine. However, on Sunday, there was also another demonstration that took place, a lot less in number. Some 500 pro-Israelis gathered in Melbourne, but a newly formed group, Jews Against Zionism, was there to counter that demonstration and counter the narrative that all Jews are Zionist. On the phone now, I have one of the organizers from Jews Against Zionism, Yael. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Hi.
Now, as I just said there was this demonstration that took place on Sunday, and I guess it's kind of become somewhat commonplace that it's expected that the entire Jewish diaspora support Israel. And of course, as your new group is demonstrating, that's very much not the case. Can you just, I guess, explain to our listeners what took place yesterday in Naarm and what your group was doing there in terms of countering this demonstration and countering this narrative?
Right, sure. Well, about a week ago, Zionist federations around so-called Naarm decided to call for a pro-Israeli rally in Caulfield. And so when we found this out, we thought we can't let this go unopposed. We can't let our voices be silenced because Zionist institutions and Zionists position themselves as though they are the only voices that speak for Jews, and they weaponize claims of anti-Semitism to silence dissent from the broader community, but they also do this to erase us as Jews. And this is inherently anti-Semitic and something that we had to stand up to. So we organized a counter-protest to come and make our voices clearly heard, which the media then reported on, saying that we weren't Jewish, that we were a Palestinian rabble, which is pretty disgusting.
Certainly. And it is such an important point, isn't it, that because it's really the crux of the Zionist propaganda machine is that if you criticize the actions of the Israeli settler state, or even if you criticize the existence of Israel itself, you are somehow inherently being anti-Semitic. As someone, from a Jewish background, Yael, how do you approach this issue, and how does it kind of make you feel, this idea that just by default, the fact that of your own ethnic and religious background, you must therefore support Israel?
Right. So I find that position incredibly disingenuous, and it's used as a tool, as a bludgeon against people who are for human rights, who are against things like ethnic cleansing. And it's a betrayal of the highest order, for people who have experienced so much violence ourselves, to then sell ourselves out and sell our fellow humans out, and to use those same tools of violence against other people in the name of Jewish safety. But in the end, all it does is create more animosity towards us as a people, regardless of whether we are Zionist or not.
We're speaking to Yael from the group Jews Against Zionism in Naarm, otherwise known as Melbourne. Now, I guess this idea that, to be critical of Israel or critical of Zionism is inherently anti-Semitic is also somewhat ahistorical. There have been mass demonstrations throughout history, particularly from Orthodox Jews in the United States who are opposed to Israel. Can you tell us a bit about, your knowledge of the history, or at least even contemporary communities? Are there a growing number of, so-called progressive Jews that are critical and opposed to the actions of Israel?
Yeah, for sure. I think that work stems from our understanding of how settler colonialism functions, how we're used as a tool by European settler nation states to basically create a military base in the Middle East. And I feel as Jews, our understanding of our place within that structure is growing, and it's growing every day. As more and more Jews feel like they have an obligation or a duty to speak up in rejection of settler colonialism, whether that is in occupied so-called Australia or occupied so-called Israel. It's all First Nations sovereign land. The Palestinian people are indigenous and endemic to that area. just as the Wurundjeri people are the traditional custodians of the Kulin nations of which Naram was built upon.
Totally. And I guess to reference, just a little while ago on the show, I played a track from Naam band, The Shabab, who features a singer, Lebanese, Israeli singer. And I just thought it's kind of quite pertinent to mention that the title of that track is Running Away from an Apartheid State. I found myself in that colony, of course, referring to the Australian colonial state. Yeah. Now, in terms of the actions of Jews against Zionism, and you've touched on it just there, obviously, you're trying to work in solidarity with the Palestinians who are demonstrating. And we mentioned before there was 10,000 people in the streets in Melbourne on the weekend. It was absolutely incredible. But as you mentioned there, it's also working in solidarity with all displaced peoples and all people who are seeking their right to self-determination and sovereignty, in particular here in Australia. That would be our Indigenous brothers and sisters. Can you tell us a bit more about that? And I understand this is a fairly new group, but what you perhaps have planned in terms of building that solidarity and that interconnectedness with those struggles?
Right. Well, I guess the first answer to that is that our collective liberation as a people is tied up with the collective liberation of all people, and that the furthering of settler projects is not the answer to that. We fight against imperialism and settler colonialism, and Zionism is just another word for settler colonialism. It's permission for ethnic cleansing and dispossession to remove a people from their land and live there as an occupation is the most disgusting and violent thing that a people can do. And so what we see in the media now of the bombing of Gaza or the displaced people in the ongoing Nakba, that same process is what took place here and is still continuing to take place here, whether that is deaths in custody or the targeted missiling of the world's largest open-air prison in Gaza. You know, the parallels are, you can't mistake them for anything else unless you're willfully trying to further that project, you know?
We've been speaking to... Yael?
Sorry, and as for what it is we're doing to move forward as a relatively new group, is we have connections with various anti-colonial struggles, whether that is people from the Make Mess West Papua Safe campaign or like Warriors of the Aboriginal Resistance or other groups that are doing this kind of work. And as an example, Elbit Systems is an Israeli military company, and they have offices all around the world. They have an office in Melbourne, and at 11 o'clock tomorrow, Melbourne time, there will be a demonstration against Elbit Systems that the weapons are used in West Papua to kill people. They're used in Palestine to kill people. So holding demonstrations and resistance and supporting resistance struggles against imperialism and colonialism, because an Israeli company is supported by the US and the Australian governments to aid in colonial projects all around the world, whether that's the Indonesian government or the Israeli government or our own backyard, you know?
Just finally, Yael, I'm unsure as to whether or not there are similar groups here in Perth. Of course, this new group, Jews Against Zionism in Naam, is a fairly recent phenomenon itself. But what can you suggest people do if they are from the Jewish diaspora in particular in terms of organizing here in Perth? Is this something you want to obviously expand and build on in terms of the network of Jews Against Zionism?
Well, we're a relatively autonomous group. We don't seek to speak for other people on their behalf. But if I'm speaking specifically to Jewish people who live in Boorloo Pass, I would suggest that you start by talking to each other and listening to the voices of those dispossessed in your name. So whether that is getting behind First Nations struggles in Boorloo or organizing amongst yourselves and talking to your family about what is settler colonialism, what is Zionism, and start from there, you know? Start from the ground up and just be honest with yourself and what kind of role you wish to play in the project of settler colonialism. Are you a traitor to whiteness, or do you rely on its compliance to keep what was never yours?
We've been speaking to Yael from Jews Against Zionism in Naam. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
No worries. Shalom.